The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
We'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio, thanking you once again for hearing about what our students are involved in schools across Long Island and some of the innovative programming that is taking place inside of our schools. And, well, we were talking last week with Matatuck Kutchog about some great STEAM initiatives that they have going on, particularly tied with their local environment, the waterways, farming, agriculture, marine, bio. It's just amazing how they could tap into the local resources, make it matter for their kids. And now this week, we're joined by the superintendent of schools, Jill Garosh, and she's going to tell us a little bit about, well, Matatuck Kutchog, Jill, is kind of a smaller school district out on the North Fork, and sometimes big initiatives take heavy lifting and strong partnerships. Talk to us about how your district has really embedded themselves into the community to really tap into what's relative that the students can relate to because it's around them and they're living it around them. Talk to us about how you make those strong partnerships work.
So we are very fortunate, as you mentioned, you know, to be where we are on Long Island, but we are supported by our Board of Education. Our community members are constantly reaching out to in ways in which they could support us within the schools. Our Chamber of Commerce often meets with district leaders to talk about ways that the local businesses can support the district or just really being connected. We have a business advisory team with the local businesses as well. So I think communication is probably one of the most important things so that the community is well connected to what's going on in the classrooms. And people are just very generous.
Yeah. And
with
listen,
their time and their resources.
Yeah. And sometimes it's helpful because they're helping invest in the local homegrown talent to help support their economic engine after the kids leave school. So it kind of makes a lot of sense. Jill, talk to us about your vision for the future. We heard about the Long Island Water Quality Challenge and the environmental science program at the high school level last week. Tell us about some of the other initiatives that you have going that kind of tie it all in together and what you envision for the future.
Well, we have a couple initiatives going on, and I really want to applaud the teachers that are involved because without them and just really generating the interest from the students, we really wouldn't be where we are today. So some of the things that we have going on is a really rich STEM education program at the elementary level. The students visit a STEM class or STEAM class frequently throughout the month. It might be based on units of study, or it could be like a district building wide initiative. These are really exciting times when you see students involved in robotics. I'm sure Mrs. Teppenhart mentioned last week about the design process. So all that goes into some of the engineering phases within the lessons that she's prepared. And when you walk in these classrooms, you never see a child distracted. They are so focused on the work, and it's really exciting to see. Just recently, our students were engaged in some robotic challenges, third and fourth graders. It was the battling each other with their robots. I mean, who doesn't love to battle their friends with robots? So, you know, some of that's really exciting. And then next year, we're looking to have a robotics club at the secondary level. We're expanding some of our coding initiatives to be included in AP computer science course. And, you know, as you mentioned, we're small, but we're pretty mighty. And we get it done. And it's with the interest of students, parents, and of course, our teachers who are prepared to teach these courses and engage students not only in the school day, but with really exciting clubs outside of the school day.
Yeah, I've always told folks, if you ever go to one of those robotic contests that are put on where schools are competing against one another. It's almost like Big Bang Theory on Super Bowl Sunday. You know, everybody, the energy level and the ingenuity and the excitement in the area, it's contagious, and it's amazing how hyped up it gets. It's really a lot of fun. But the high level learning and the rigor of the learning with engineering on all sorts of levels and thinking outside the box and thinking on the fly, it's just an incredible concept. I want to go back to the seventh graders that we spoke with last week. We were speaking with Melody and Matthew. They're both seventh graders. Now, Melody, start with you. This is kind of a multi-year project, right? You know, this is not a one-time thing. This is kind of, you know, you probably started in the sixth grade, if I understand correctly. Is that right?
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't realize that it was going to go into the next year. I like thought it was kind of just over, and then the pandemic happened and I kind of forgot about it.
So when you found out it was a multi-year thing, were you still like, okay, this is kind of cool, because again, you're going to get to see the finished product at the end?
Yeah, I really didn't expect it going to be built anywhere or actually going to progress into anything.
Now, you told me you, if I remember right from last week, you said you're really looking forward to going back to Cutchogue East. For those that are not from the area, what is Cutchogue East and what makes it so exciting for you to want to go back?
Well, I was excited to go back because hopefully the project will be built by then and we can see the work we've done there. And I haven't really been there since, well, the pandemic shut everything down. I didn't have my full sixth grade year.
Right. Okay. And are there other activities that go on out there that makes you want to go back, or it's just the project that you're involved in out there?
Yeah, it's just the project and also all the teachers that I used to go see every day, you know, bring back some memories.
All right. So it's always good. Now, Matthew, Melody said she likes to go back to Cutchogue East to check in on the project and eventually to be completed. If you had to talk to, say, a younger sibling or somebody else in the lower grade levels, tell me in your own words why me as a young student should get involved in this and why should I be excited about it?
I think you should be excited about it because it opens up new opportunities for learning about different aspects about our community and how we can treat the environment better. And for example, I have a sister in sixth grade right now, so I'm trying to tell her about all this stuff.
All right. Have you sold her on it?
I don't know so far.
Matthew, what else do you like to do at Matatuck Cutchogue, and what are some of the things that you really enjoy about attending school there?
Oh, it's a really nice community between the students and teachers, and the campus and everything. It's really nice, and all the opportunities and clubs and just that sort of stuff that you can get involved with.
Okay, and are you involved in like any clubs or sports or anything out there?
Not currently in the new school, but I'm gonna get there eventually.
All right. What are you hoping to participate in?
Some sports when I come around. They're available right now, but I'm not really too interested with the pandemic going on still. So sure. I'm probably going to wait on it.
All right. Melody, same question for you. What do you really enjoy about attending school at Matatuck Cutchogue, and what are you looking forward to in the years ahead?
I enjoy just like, I don't know, just the routine of going to school every day and seeing my friends and
it's really
that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's really important. Not a lot of people are being able to do that right now, so you're very, very lucky, absolutely. What are you looking forward to doing, say, when you get to high school?
Well, I haven't really thought of like that far yet, but...
Oh, good for you.
I hope I take some classes that I enjoy so I could just, you know, just be happy.
All right. And if you had to pick a subject that is kind of your favorite right now, what subject area is kind of your favorite? You didn't know you were going to get such tough questions on the radio, did you?
Well, I enjoy math. You know, a lot of people don't really think about that, but I enjoy like the problem solving stuff that happens in math class.
Good for you. All right. And Riley, once again, she was a high school junior. Riley, tell us a little bit about what else you're involved in up at the high school besides science and STEM programs that we were talking about last week.
In the high school, I take part in two clubs. I'm the vice president of FFA, Future Farmers of America, and I also participate in DECA, which, if you don't know, is a business club, which helps promote the business world to youth, especially high schoolers. And I currently just won regionals. I placed for states, and I unfortunately did not make nationals, but now I'm taking part in a workshop there. And then outside of school, I participate in varsity tennis, varsity track and field, and one of the starters on the varsity lacrosse team.
All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue our conversation with the folks in the Mattituck-Cutchogue School District, and we're going to talk about the district-wide initiatives on how they keep kids engaged, how they keep them hooked in, not just with STEM or STEAM, and we're going to talk a little bit about the A in STEAM and some of the things that go on in Mattituck-Cutchogue. And I also have a question for the superintendent because they have a pretty good program that I'm familiar with, and I want to hear about it directly from her. And listen, check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That's your place to go to suggest a club, program, or activity that your students may be involved in. You can check in on past shows. You can also visit our website at linewsradio.com, and you can listen to past episodes of our shows as well. So when we come back from the break, it's Mattituck-Cutchogue and what is happening out on the North Fork. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Again, catch us on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio continuing our conversation with the Mattituck-Cutchogue School District and some of the innovative programming that they have going on out there. You know, we're speaking with the superintendent of schools, Jill Garrosh, along with some of the students and two of the teachers from the school district. And we spent last week and part of this week talking about some of the STEM initiatives. Now, Jill, one of the things I wanted to ask you about that maybe you talked to the folks about, and I kind of know and I have firsthand knowledge about this, but you guys have a pretty good reputable program out there, the JROTC program. You have a Marine JROTC, and you guys kind of dominate drill meets, and it's a very extensive program out there. Tell us a little bit about, you know, who folks who are not familiar with that, tell us a little bit about the program that you have out there, and then some of the other innovative things that you want folks to know that Mattituck-Cutchogue has going on.
So the ROTC program is run by Major William Gregonis. When I came out to Mattituck, I was in awe of how many students participate in this. I think we have upwards of over 100 kids, grades 9 through 12, participating. The draw is for many reasons. I really believe the engagement in the different drills and activities that the students are involved in really teaches civic responsibility and participation. And, you know, some of our students go off to really prestigious colleges based on their experiences in the ROTC program. And, you know, just recently, you know, students have received full ride scholarships because of their participation and success within the program. Yeah. But, you know, the discipline that it teaches, and it's just really a wonderful program and well supported. We participate alongside Greenport and Southold, and different staff members kind of rotate through the schools. But the students learn well beyond, you know, just some of the drills and activities. It's really civic responsibility and giving back to your community.
And like you said, it opens them up for some amazing scholarships. Folks aren't aware of this, but the Marines and the Navy, they have these full ride scholarships that they issue a handful around the country every year. And I've known several kids who have been awarded those. So those are good programs to be attached to as well. What are some of the other things that you have going on there or have on the horizon that you would want to brag about?
We have a lot to look forward to. Just last year, just prior to the pandemic, we kicked off a program called ZSpace. It's a 3D reality computer workstation where students in grades K through 12, believe it or not, can engage in curriculum that is all in 3D from Newton's Park, which is a physics program at the elementary level, to really anatomy and physiology at the high school level, or chemistry experiences. So essentially what it is like where we couldn't necessarily set up these lab experiences, you know, within a 42-minute period, students can literally log on to their computer with a partner. It's all partner-based, and they can experience things that we couldn't necessarily set up and in that kind of time period, and really glean some really rich experiences. I think the thing that I am most impressed by this product is it allows students the ability to make mistakes and figure it out, go back, problem solve with their partner, try new things. And, you know, I can't say enough about the mistake making, because I think that's what we need to teach kids. You know, yeah, it's okay to make mistakes and go back and figure it out.
Success through failure is the mindset, right? Sometimes you learn more when you make the mistake than you do if you've never experienced any mistakes or errors. So I fully subscribe to that as well. Eric Friend is the high school teacher up at Matatuck-Cutchogue. And Eric, what are some of the other things that you have going on in the science department? Because most science departments have a lot of activity bustling around, and you have high level of rigor. So talk to me about some of the other programming that you have at the high school that keeps kids engaged and hooked in.
We have a lot of really good electives, starting out with in our bio area. We have anatomy and phys and forensics, which really draws a lot of kids in. It really complements well with the AP bio program. Then up top with AP environmental science, we have environmental and marine bio, as we were talking about prior. And then we have the regular Regents level classes, along with also AP physics, and that is pretty much it.
All right. And Jill, you know, we touched on STEAM, which, you know, usually indicates the arts in science, technology, education, math. What are some of the art initiatives you have at Matatuck-Cutchogue?
So some of the new things that have been brought about, so there's an interior design course that was brought to light in one of the electives at the secondary level last year. The art teacher at the elementary level, really, she has done such a phenomenal job, even throughout the pandemic, in really trying to incorporate the arts into every classroom. And, you know, I know Mrs. Tepnehart, when she is working through some of the units of study, not only does she bring in the art teacher, but the music teacher. And it's really just a very collaborative effort. And it's important to point out to students that, you know, when there is, say, you're designing a car of some kind, right? So much of it is the aesthetics, and teaching students, you know, those components of it. So we want them to surface it themselves, but at the same time, we want to strategically plan those lessons.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the aesthetics and the bells and whistles that sell the product. Ms. Tepnehart, talk to us a little bit about it. Going to go a little off track here, you know, teaching during and after the shutdown, you as an educator, how did you, you know, stay grounded and stay focused and just keep plugging away? Because, you know, I applaud the entire education community, because on March 15th, everybody had to turn on a dime and do something that had never been done and do it in a virtual format for everybody when we had the shutdown. And then when you came back to September, you know, everybody was cautiously optimistic and maybe just cautious in general. As an educator, from your perspective, how did you manage that and how did you get through it?
It was challenging for everyone, but I think that if you really focus on why we're there and you think about the children, I think that helps to get you through it. I try to look at energy as a limited resource and use it wisely, and just focus on the kids.
All right. And if you had to talk to some parents that are, you know, because a lot of schools are still either hybrid or people may be hesitant in sending kids back, talk to them about your experience and, you know, maybe ease some fears or dispel some of the myths that folks may have out there.
So even in particularly in the STEAM lab, because a lot of people that have STEAM labs, they did cut those positions just because of, you know, you're using materials and things like that. We really looked at our practices carefully and had to shift. So that even includes scheduling. So it allows for sanitation between classes. And so, you know, I'd schedule 15 minutes between classes so that you can sanitize all the iPads or, you know, wipe down the pencils or something simple like that. But it's just really about practices. I mean, you know, being careful about what we're doing and being diligent about keeping in place all the things that we're saying we're doing.
Great. Eric, same question for you as an educator. How did you manage it and how do you continue to go through?
The one thing that I love about Mattituck is the way they come together with a lot of things, especially in this situation that was thrown at us. Everyone brought it together from administration to the board, the community and teachers, and obviously the kids. It was great getting on there every day, you know, everyone trials and tribulations through Zoom and Google Meet and stuff like that. And everyone just really, you know, worked together with each other. And then you could really see how it blended into, you know, coming back full time. And especially when we started getting sports and clubs and the kids are getting to go to their prom. I mean, you could see how much they really care for the district and just being there with themselves and stuff like that. Excuse me. But yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah. And, you know, Melody, you actually touched on it. You said you enjoy going back to school every day and having the routine and seeing all your friends. So thank you for that. Why did you think that was so important to have that routine?
Because when everything was shut down, I felt like kind of really unmotivated to do stuff and kind of just like slow. So like when school started again, I felt like better and more just like happier.
Yeah. He had a purpose in an organization. Matthew, same thing for you, you know, during the shutdown compared to September when you went back, how much different was it for you?
When I first got back into school, it was a bit weird not seeing everyone after a while. Like, you know, it's always like that after summer, but it was different that time, especially with the mask. But during the lockdown stuff, it was just a bit much because you couldn't really see anyone it just didn't really feel motivating, especially just getting up every morning and the same thing just to go stare at a screen all day. But
yeah, that social interaction is so important, kind of helped us healthily remind us about those basics and why social interaction with each other is so important. Well, listen, I want to thank the folks in the Mattituck-Cutchogue School District for telling us about some of the great initiatives they have going on, learning a little bit about the school district and some of the other resources they have in the community, and they so well tap into it. Ms. Garosh, great job. You must be very proud as a superintendent. We want to thank you for tuning in to Spotlight on Long Island School.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.